Whew. You good?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I have to confess something to you.
What? Right off the coming in hot.
Yeah.
What are you confessing?
I may have stolen some sunglasses today.
Holy shit. This might be too fresh to talk about. Where, from where? I mean, goodness gracious, we've talked about this. I thought you were done stealing it.
So the other day at Target, I bought all the stuff in the cart and I'd put a welcome mat for a new place under the mat carpet.
Yeah.
Under the cart. And I was getting ready to walk out and then I saw it there and I was like, and I paid for it.
You went back and paid for it?
Like, I hadn't left the register. So I did a second transaction.
Gotcha. But, okay.
Today.
These. Okay, yeah, today's. So first of all, you were like, oh, make no mistake, I'm also altruistic. This is just you evening things out. This is like, you have zero karma now?
I don't know.
So how did you steal these
sunglasses? I just didn't want you to paint me in a horrible light.
Well, we're going to, but like let's let's talk about how you stole these sunglasses, because like I need to know if this was like a caper or an accident. So could you say you accidentally?
So I was at the store.
Okay.
I put all of my merchandise on the counter. They rang me up. And the sunglasses were still sitting there on the counter. They had a tag on them. I looked at them. I looked at her. Like I put my card in. Like they're just sitting there.
Oh my god!
Finished the transaction. And I took them and I left.
Now you see me style, right in plain sight?
Goodness gracious. No intention of it. Was not
did
my
you do
intention.
Like, did you like, poof? Did you do something? Was there like a light show? Like what, no. Other, what other magic tricks did you use? There was sleight of hand. Did you use sleight of hand to steal sunglasses today?
I did
today?
Not.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so let's talk about this. No stealing, right? We're done. You're done stealing.
Done stealing.
All right. I need. I'm curious.
I'm probably
going
to go back and pay for them.
Yeah, because I have questions about this, but I don't want to like reignite your fire for theft. Right, we're better people now.
We're better people.
You know, and we're trying to stay on the straight. We've made some big life decisions. We can't afford petty
theft. Get in trouble for that? Am I like
what?
Because you're what?
How white do you think you are? Like, what do you think white privilege actually is? No, you can get in trouble for that. White privilege doesn't exist. Okay, if you get caught stealing out there in that world, they're gonna throw the book at you as hard as possible because like white women suck right now. You right. Can't be stealing. No okay. Stealing. We're different people now. Goodness gracious! But did it feel good?
It was a little exciting.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
Like, what? I'm just curious to know how deep you went back. Not how deep you went back, because I feel like I'm mischaracterizing this in the wrong way. That's going to make it seem like a bad thing. What I'm saying is, like, how easily did you fall back into? Because you would have to walk away with those glasses like everything made sense for the cashier to be like, yeah, everything makes sense and let you walk away with it. So, yeah. Like, there was clearly no rattle in you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like you saw those sunglasses and you instantly were like, I'm going to get free sunglasses. There is no way I'm not getting free sunglasses right now. And then you, in plain sight, stole sunglasses. What are they expensive sunglasses?
They're $20 sunglasses.
Can we afford for you to go back and pay it? Let's think about that.
I feel like I've got to go back and pay it now.
Why? Her register's not going to be $20 short. And listen, here's where now people are going to probably start to think that I'm a little hypocritical here.
Yeah.
Right? Because what I'm saying is that we can't be people that steal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You stole. It is what it is. You have it now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's also very important for anybody listening who's like, why are you... Like, Ansley used to steal. Like, not even kind of. Right? Is that fair to say? I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I'll let you characterize it.
I did it once or twice. I did it.
Once or twice?
I just wanted to see if you could. And you could.
How
and then I stopped.
How many times did you need to see if you could? And when do you feel like you stopped, Miss 2018 glasses stealing?
like 10 times. And when I stole too much.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta stop.
I feel like people say 10 times for things when it's a lot and they don't, and like they lost count.
No, like I feel really bad. I feel like a bad person now for stealing.
We don't have to feel bad about it, but it's, I mean, you have them now, you know, just like, I don't even know what people who grew up with morals do when they are in a situation like this.
Yeah.
Because clearly people steal, right?
Yeah.
And I, from where I'm from, it's like stealing isn't really considered a bad thing if you're stealing from Target.
Yeah.
You know, stealing from people in your family.
Yeah, you don't.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I know people do it all the time. Like, don't say you don't. I mean, you
yeah,
don't
that's
do.
True.
Yeah. I mean, and people do it all the time. And when you do it, people say you don't steal from family.
Yeah.
You
know, but a lot of people say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Said a lot. That's being said right now.
Yeah.
In America, every 3.2 seconds, someone is saying you don't steal from family. So, you know, it's. With, I mean, it's just interesting, like how people, you know, try to make it okay that they have something they stole,
yeah.
Because we're, you know, the way, not the way that I was raised. I don't know who I'm painting in a bad light when I say stuff like this, because
yeah.
I don't mean the black community, but I feel like I was raised with a certain criminal mentality,
yeah.
You know, by people that have a certain criminal way of thinking,
yeah.
And it's criminal, like, you know, back I used to think that it was like. Robin Hood-ish, if that's
yeah.
a way to describe it, you know, it
yeah.
was, but it's, you know, it's like, it's criminal. It's a criminal mindset.
It is criminal.
So, you know, being able to wear something like sunglasses that you stole, it's like putting a trophy on your face every day. You know?
Yeah, but now I'm starting to think that they're just going to make me think about how I stole them. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to wear that trophy proudly, or it's going to make me feel like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but
like I had a chance to be a better person.
You Darren Browned
wasn't.
A cashier in the middle of Target in 2018 with your kids with you. You had kids
no,
with you?
No, no.
Ooh, this is a solo caper. I mean, but come on, that's got to feel cool to just mind freak somebody and just walk away with glasses.
Like, did you ring them? Are you gonna? Like, I was like.
You didn't say that. You didn't.
No,
those
didn't
words didn't come out of your mouth.
Say that.
And you didn't make
that
much physical gesture
either.
I didn't.
But I could have.
Ansley's a
but
thief.
I
all right. Whatever. So when did you do that? Was that when I was gone?
Today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You did say today. Why did I even make
you
that
think
connection?
You think I'm out without when you're gone stealing from places. This is, you're like, you ran amok when
I was
gone.
That was.
I did do that.
Like, even though you clearly said it was today. My brain was like, oh man, when I'm gone, she's out of control. I wasn't there. So it still stands to reason that when I'm not around, you're an out of control woman.
But my story from the beginning, I paid for that welcome mat, so I'm not
Yeah, but
out
you were
control.
Out of control. You almost stole that welcome mat. You were like, you were all irresponsible. You forgot it was down there. It was, yeah. That is, it is funny to, how... when I do come back from trips where I'm gone for a few days.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that you're nicer to me, because you're always nice to me.
Yeah.
You know, we're very loving to each other. But it definitely feels like you were left with three kids. Do you know what I mean? It
yeah.
definitely feels like it feels good. It feels, I'm not saying like it needs, I'm not, you be like that all the, I'm not saying that, you know, I appreciate the natural rhythm of our relationship.
Yeah.
But boy, do you treat me like life would be really difficult in the time that it took you to find a replacement for me. Wow.
Really?
Makes a guy feel special, if you know. Yeah. I've also been thinking about how, you know, like, well, I have been thinking about this, just two things. One, you being a liberal white woman and me being a black conservative.
Did you do this just because you want us to have a thing?
Dude, like, we're like the two most hated people in America.
We are easily
like as a group, as like like people that you can just roll your eyes at just from hearing their labels.
Yeah,
bring you know,
the
like
powers together. Huh?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
roll
yeah.
your eye all the way around.
Yeah.
One big circle.
But I think you're here's I can prove that you're conservative.
You can prove that I'm conservative.
Yeah, I can prove it. It's a test.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't remember the guy's name because I don't really follow politics. And this is what's really interesting. That's why I don't say that I'm a Republican.
Right.
Because I don't follow politics enough to know how being a Republican works, but I know what it means to have, like, conservative values.
Okay.
Right? And
man, when did you take this turn?
I think you're always deep. Been. You're so I think we've always been. I don't think I'm deep. I think we've always. Been. I think we're deep.
Okay.
All right. So you're like, you're so nervous right now. I've never seen you like this before. I bet you didn't have these nerves when you were stealing glasses the other day. Today. So remember when that guy? I think it might. Who's is it? Mike Pence is the vice president, right?
Yes.
It might have been him. Okay. Might have been him.
When he's a very conservative man.
Very conservative man. And he said something about how he doesn't go to dinner with other women.
Yeah.
That was him?
Yeah.
Okay. You agreed with him. Right? Because the liberals are like, what kind of, you can't trust yourself around other women. And it's no, he's a married man. Why would he go to dinner with another woman?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like what? Like you agree right. with that? You totally agree with that?
I do.
That
agree
is
with
a
that.
Conservative value that you hold.
Okay.
At least one, at the very least. You don't like this. You don't like this.
Okay, so I have a conservative. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean one. Just okay. one. I mean, but that's a big one.
A big one.
That's a big one because that's anti-feminism rhetoric to some degree.
This. I don't know. I get lost between. I don't know if you should say I'm not a feminist because you don't believe with the way that conservatives and others insult them, like the what you conservatives pick out to be like the worst traits, and like, and then you're like, oh, I've got to divorce myself from that because I'm not that. Or do you continue to say you're a feminist because you want to take the word back and make it mean something positive again? And so I never know whether to defend it or not.
Okay. So how do you feel right now? not I'm not asking you to defend it, but I think that's a fair jumping off point. And listen, well, maybe I'll come up with one method per episode.
To prove I'm a conservative.
To prove you're a conservative. To prove you, you know, we'll get there. But, Viva La Chris Hardwick.
Viva La Chris Hardwick, yes. Yeah. Yes, he's reinstated. He's back. He's back from the dark side.
He is.
He's the first one we've allowed back from the dark side. Is this true?
I don't think Aziz Ansari really went to the dark place.
No, he was like...
They never let him go.
Yeah.
They never... They when it was like they picked him up, it was no. They did. They like right out of the feminist flood. They were like, get up here, Aziz Ansari, you tiny little man. He's the first person to come back.
First to come back.
Woo, I'm still holding out for Harvey Weinstein.
Man, what?
No, he's never coming back.
No, that man incinerated.
Yeah, I know. He's the first person we've ever watched incinerate right before our eyes. We've never seen someone just evaporate before.
That
Where
was
is
crazy.
He? Who was he?
He's gone.
Just erased.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, the beautiful, the sunshine of the spotless mind. What is that? Like, just erased.
Just
I don't
every
even remember him. Do you remember him?
Barely.
Yeah. I don't know what he did. But yeah, Chris Hardwick is back, and that's another. I mean, I wish I can't really prove this, but I believe that's another proof of you being conservative.
But now you're saying that conservatives are about reality, and that liberals are about non-reality and biased opinion.
Did you just say going out to dinner with other people while you're married is kind of delusional? you think that going out to like being a married man and going out to dinner with just a woman friend in a casual way, you think doing that as a habit and convincing yourself that you're in a healthy relationship is delusional? Are you saying that is delusional behavior? As a matter of fact, are you saying that if a man demands I'm using the word demands.
I don't like men and their demands.
If a man demands that his wife does not go out to dinner with other men by herself as a casual habit, is he right or wrong?
Oh, he's wrong. This is easy because a man, you can't be in a relationship like that to having one of the partners, whether it's a man or the woman, demanding things like that. And you pointed your finger and you said demand. And you led me, like, you cannot have a partner demanding things out of the other partner. And
what does demand mean to you? What does demand?
It's an ultimatum.
An ultimatum. That's fair to say. An ultimatum meaning what?
Meaning either you do what I'm asking or this relationship is over.
Okay. That's fair to say. How comfortable would you be with me just starting the habit of casually going out to dinner with women?
I would not be comfortable with that.
What if I did it?
I would have to put my foot down.
What if I kept doing it?
I would give you an ultimatum.
Right? So even if, so before then, the very fact that you don't want it now is you demanding that it not be the case. That's a demand. Right? Is that fair to say, though? That's a demand. It's a demand from you to me that I don't just casually be going out to dinner with women.
It could, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it is a demand from me to you that you don't be casually going out to dinner with men. Is that fair to say?
Yes. You can't demand me to do anything. Because I'm a feminist. Yes. I'm not coming over, Sydney.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, part of you, I believe part of you, when you were reading that girl's account of all of the stuff that Chris Hardwick was demanding of her, like when she was like, when you were like, don't be going out to dinner with other guys, like, or don't be going hanging out if you don't have a parent, like all that stuff. And like, I just believe you're like, why would Sydney want to be hanging out? You know, like, why would, you know, but why would he even want to be doing that? But why would he even want to be, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair? That's very conservative. Very conservative. I mean, this woman was pouring her heart out about a hashtag Me Too movement, and you were like, why would Sydney want to do that though? I mean, like, she, yeah, her, yes, I get it, but why would Sydney want to do that?
Maybe.
So how do you feel about, I mean, like, not how do you feel about that? Because I think we were pretty much in agreement that something felt fishy about all of that.
What's the proof? What came out to convince people to believe him? Or, like, is that what, can we say that? Like, we're believing him?
Yeah, well,
over
I mean,
her?
He got reinstated by NBC and AMC, so.
What, has anybody released a statement? Like, how do they frame this?
I wish I would have read something about it because I was there were so many more exciting things kind of happening. Like two guys stole a shark.
What?
Exactly. Two guys. They stole a shark.
A live shark
from an aquarium. Like a little tiny shark. They took it, put it in a stroller.
What?
Yeah, they disguised it as a baby. What? And like ragtime music out of the.
How many times did they watch Finding Nemo 2?
Yeah. It was, you know, and that's hilarious to me. So I was like reading more about that. But no, I mean, I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to stop for a second?
Let's inform ourselves.
Let's inform.
Okay.
Back.
We're more educated.
We found nothing. That was insane.
Yeah.
Like it was like the audience will never know how long we actually took to find nothing.
Nothing.
All we know that he was clear on charge. An outside
agency investigated.
And that was it.
And they felt the obvious next step was to reinstate him.
Yeah. I mean, the chick was clearly crazy.
Yeah. People didn't know how the society was going to react to it, I guess.
Yeah, because here's by the way, and I'm not victim shaming because I don't think she was a victim. I think two people were in a relationship. The relationship ended, and in the time after the relationship that Chris Hardwick got into a relationship, a better relationship, a relationship that he was better with that person than he was with her. I think she started to kind of add that to the characterization of the way she saw her relationship with Chris Hardwick. So she started to see him even worse than he was, right?
Yeah,
I think to some degree that's what was going on. But she either expects us to believe that she was the type of person to sit down with a person who gave her the list of demands for how the relationship was going to be before. And it was some crazy shit. And then be in the relationship. So she's either that type of person or she's the type of person to make that shit up. So either way, it's like, that's not a good look for her. It's like we live in this world now where, like, we think that we shouldn't have shame for tattling. Like tattling isn't embarrassing to some degree. Here's why it's embarrassing. Because she just wanted to get him in trouble. There was no substance to which her accusations, clearly, because after an investigation, he was reinstated by people who definitely would not reinstate him otherwise.
But
okay, possibly, show me that ass.
But he was you can't ignore the fact that he had some very popular shows that had a lot of money from advertising, and it's hard to, and I don't know, like, there could be, he had,
but that's why he wouldn't be reinstated, because advertisers don't want to be associated. That's the why people lose their jobs. People don't lose their jobs because NBC is like, well, we don't stand for that.
No,
that's not it at all.
I know.
Advertisers would start pulling from the network.
Yeah.
And that's how they lose money.
Yeah.
So that's why he got pulled.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick got pulled because advertisers, like, Dannon doesn't want to be associated with a dude who is, you know, raping their girlfriends.
Right.
Which is something she accused him of. That's not Dannon's image.
No, that's not Dannon's image.
Women eat that yogurt.
Yeah.
Yogurt is a woman food.
It is. Women and children.
Yo, it really is.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you still trying? I'm not going to pin you as... Maybe I am. Maybe this is going to be a whole episode about me proving you're conservative. Because I just thought of another way.
Well, no, because I do, like, I don't think that she should be demonized. I don't think that... I think that, like you were saying, for a lot of women, like, we don't teach them how to be in a relationship, and oftentimes they put themselves in a relationship that, like, relationships get really scary really fast for women. Like, and I'm not saying that, like she cheated on him, right?
Yeah.
Like, so he had some anger at some times, and, like...
I don't know if that's a correlation. Just because he got cheated on doesn't necessarily mean he had anger.
We don't know
how he deals with life.
Okay.
I think that's an assumption. I don't even know if that's typically the norm.
Well,
I think most guys that get cheated on don't react in anger. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like it's like it pulls you into the sunken place. Like you don't typically blow up. You typically, I mean, it's like, you know?
Yeah.
It's very sad trumpets. Not the right trumpets for, you know, hype. Not hype trumpets.
Yeah. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. So I'm gonna prove that you have liberal tendencies real quick.
What?
Right?
What are you just? You're just trying to mess with me. This is just. No, I'm not messing with you.
I'm not messing with you. This
Let
is
me
like.
Let me show you how this pliable.
Trust me. I'm gonna knock you right down.
Okay. Thank you.
Knock you right down.
Okay. You're setting me up.
So, again, when I bring this up, a person died, and we have to, you know, with respect. This isn't funny that a person died.
Okay.
Right. We're not making fun of the fact that a person died. So the guy that got shot. By that old man.
Yeah.
When he went and put, so the woman parked in a handicapped spot.
Yeah.
An old man started, like, yelling at the woman. Her boyfriend then ran out of the store that she was waiting for him, ran out of the store, pushed the old man down to the ground. The old man hit the ground, pulled out a gun, shot the man, center masked the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Just, like, right in the, like, if he would have punched him in that spot, that man would have lost his breath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was,
he aimed.
So, man died.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when it initially happened, you were under the impression that everybody involved was black.
Mm-hmm.
You thought that the old man was black, the lady is black, the boyfriend is black.
Because it was a black and white film.
Yeah, it was black because it was a black and white film. And everybody was like shades of black to you. It was like a light-skinned black man, an old light-skinned black man. And you were torn. You were torn about that because you are, I don't want to say one to, I'll say this. When an officer, when a white officer shoots a black man, you do have an initial reaction of it to be racially motivated.
I do.
Right?
I do. Yeah.
That's a fair thing to say.
Yeah.
So when you were first dealing with that situation, knowing that the old man got off for the shooting, but you thought that he was black.
Yeah.
You were torn. Because you know, like, who did you want to support? Did you want to like, you were torn up between whether or not you supported, you know, the fact that this unarmed black man was shot and the person that shot him got off. Do you say that's not right? Or do you support the fact that this old black man was using his right to bear arms when he was attacked in the streets and didn't know what the consequences were going to be next?
Yeah.
I mean, he was pushed hard. He was whiplash pushed.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. He sucker pushed him.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what's coming next. That's a life and death situation. Somebody pushes you that hard.
And it seemed, I don't know what footwear that man was wearing.
Yeah.
Like, the dude that pushed.
Yeah.
I think I remember him wearing sandals.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's accurate, but like, if that's the case, imagine hearing those like sandals like slapping at you like at an increasingly fast pace.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're pushed like really super hard.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
You know? And dude, when he tripoded his legs to get into that shooting position.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, he's like, and this brings up my issue that I have. This is my issue that I have with the shootings like this. Because like, the closest thing to this is like George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So,
because it's all about stand your ground. So he got off because he had the right. It was in Texas, and you're allowed to stand your ground.
To some degree, we have to be like, it's stand your ground unless it seems like you were trying to live out your fantasy of shooting a person.
You think that's all it needs on the end of it?
Yeah. I mean, I think
that would clear up a whole lot of stuff.
A whole lot of stuff. Because then it's not about race anymore. It's about whether this guy was just trying to shoot a person or not. Like, were you trying to exercise this right? Because there's some rights that we have that we shouldn't look to exercise.
Right.
While there are some rights we have that we are almost obligated to exercise.
Yes.
Like, for example, freedom of speech. We're almost obligated to exercise freedom of speech. We should be standing up for what we think is right with all of our might.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
The right to bear arms. I mean, bear them. Have them. Right? Brandish them.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, like, stand your ground should be like a it's like a last alternative.
Yeah.
Like, you got a gun. You got the gun. You're in your tripod position. You're in your, like, NRA-approved seated shooting position.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
There's no way this isn't. I guarantee you, if we looked at how to shoot from a seated position, the way that man was sitting is how it's done.
Yeah.
It looked perfect.
Yeah.
You got the gun pointed at a person. There's distance between you. Make some talk. This seemed like a good time to open up the lines for communication. Yeah. Right?
Yes, I totally agree with you.
So
this escalated way too fast.
And once you pull that trigger, it's like there's no going back from that.
No.
You know, I mean, but it's also fair to say once you flip flop over to somebody and push them.
Yeah.
There's no going back from that.
Yeah.
Like, once you lay hands on somebody, you're in it now. You are in the shit.
Because you're like, he didn't have to shoot him, but he didn't have to push him.
He did not have to push him.
He was not using his words either.
And she was parked in a handicapped spot.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, have some fucking, like, have some, you got us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Humility. Some humility.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. So all that, you thought that they were all black.
Yeah.
Turns out the shooter was white.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is, and then you couldn't jump back to it now being racist that the man got off, right? You were stuck. You were stuck in having had to view it in an objective way.
Because I also got some, like, false reality thrown at me that was like, like assuming that all of society would have reacted to it in a rational way if it was all black people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it was like something so twisted about that already that it was even like reported on. Like if, that it was like that black man was got to the point that he could exercise that right. Like, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem like I feel like I'm mad more. I don't know. Like, are black people, I assume they know to say, hey, I stand my right.
You don't think like, black people are out there standing their ground?
Within like
you just don't hear about it. You're never going to hear about it. It's not sensational to hear that a black person broke into a black man's house and the black man used his stand your ground rights to defend his home. That's not even exciting.
No, that's not exciting. Why would you?
I'm not going to read that.
Yeah.
Black man stands his ground against black man. Say, whatever.
They're taking care of stuff.
Yeah. If I read white man stands the ground against black man, I'm like, whoa, this is going to get juicy. Like, it's about to pop off. Right? So, even me, I'm against all of the characterizing every single mixed race interaction as racist.
Yeah.
Even me, when I see the headline, I'm like, fuck yeah.
And then when you see it's a white man sassing a black woman.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the whole. So let's get back to your conservative. This is why your concern. Well, this could actually be one of these wrong liberal ideas too, right?
Because so it gets kind of blurry in the middle there. Sometimes.
It does. It does. So Ansley, the big reason why Ansley was convinced that the old man, was a black man, is because she didn't believe that any other race human being would have the courage to yell at a black woman other than an old black man. She thought for sure, no way there is an old white man out there with the balls to yell at a powerful black woman, right? A take no mess, you know? So, I mean, I think that's a very... That's liberal. That's liberal too. What I mean, I don't know if you've since we've talked about that, since we like made jokes about that, I don't know if it's it was going on already and it's just, you know, again, you, like, start seeing it.
Yeah.
But black women are trying to disown that like powerful black woman label. Like the pressure of it is just too much.
Yeah.
And it's also not healthy.
Yeah.
It's almost like black women are supposed to step into this persona of this human that blows up irrationally when the time calls for it. Like a superhero, like a socially inept superhero. Do you know? It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane that is something that I get it. I get it that black women with some sense are trying to step away from that.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah. I've tried blowing up a couple times in my life. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, it takes a lot of effort.
Life gets real tense.
Like. It is. Your world shrinks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an insane thing to do.
Yeah.
And when you're doing it and when you start feeling your world shrink, you almost have to go bigger to prove that you're not afraid of, I don't care if my world shrinks and, you know, like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah. You know? Eventually it shrinks and you're like, oh God.
Yeah. It's an insane feeling. It's an insane feeling. And most people don't even know what I'm talking about when I say your world shrinks, because most people have the good fucking sound judgment to not blow up. Most people don't blow up. Yeah. Did you know that? Most people don't blow
most
up.
Most people.
You trying to be a powerful black woman. That shit is crazy. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Just being, and then it's like there are a lot of like expectations to that. So it's like, think about the cycle. You have a woman who is just beat down, like who's just like, let's just start with angry. A woman who's angry, or a black woman walks into a place, she's not smiling, she just looks kind of like straight, you know, like just like she can go either way, and something happens. Everybody in the room looks at her. Like something happens to her, her order ain't right, and you hear her say, it's so funny because I'm laughing because we didn't even discuss this, right? It's so funny to me that if you hear a black woman voice displeasure anywhere, everybody turns to see what the fuck is happening, right? If you hear, especially if she's not using proper grammar.
Yeah. Right?
If she's, you can hear a black woman say, I ain't order this. Like, oh, fuck. You know, like, right? It's yeah. it's whatever it is, whatever yeah. it is. It's you know, whatever. So people feel that. People feel yeah. that every move I make, all eyes are on me, type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of work. Like yeah. existing under that is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And like, and then you ever, I've seen this so many times. You ever just see like an angry black woman just like sick and tired of people judging her for being an angry black woman, just sitting in a fast food restaurant, and then all of a sudden just, what the fuck y'all looking at? Just for no reason at all. And you're yeah. like, wait a second, she's not homeless. Like, she seems of sound mind. Yeah. Like, she's not, I don't think her life is great.
Right, right.
You know, but she's not crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just like, she feels it.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in, you feel the heat emanating off of her because you feel her anger.
Yeah.
So you look at her. She feels you look at her because of the way she's being.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck you looking at? And you're like, yeah, you got me. You know? I'll get a flurry from a different store. Just like walk out of the. That is, it's like, I just thinking about the, that fight, that McDonald's fight with the big chick.
Yeah.
Crazy. I say this all the time, man. You never ever fight somebody in a fast food restaurant that works there. They're in their home turf.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize, because you, when you walk into a fast food restaurant, you just walk in with a regular walk up to the counter, pay for your food, do a regular walk out of the store.
Yeah.
Right? Here's why I'm emphasizing regular walk.
Why?
You don't realize how slippery as fuck those floors are. Because you're just doing regular walks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't, the floors are always like just really, they're like, they're not so slick that they have to constantly have a wet floor sign out. Although some restaurants, some fast food restaurants do constantly have a wet floor sign out.
Yeah.
Because of the way that their floor pulls, they can't really get up the cleaning. Because it's the cleaning stuff they use that's so slick, yeah, right? Yeah. And there's always like a little bit of a film there. Yeah. Like in the back behind the register, when I see people jump behind the register to fight a fast food employee, I'm like, oh no, they're going to die. They're not going to be able to stand.
Yeah.
When you work back there, you have to get shoes specifically designed to withstand those slick surfaces.
Yeah.
You jump back there in your Nikes, think you're going to just do it?
Yeah.
You're going to get your ass kicked. You're not going to be able to stand.
Yeah.
Right? So when that little girl was popping off, because they don't show you in the video. I watched the extended version of the video.
Of course you did.
That little girl is in that restaurant popping off for like 45 minutes, just like yelling and screaming at these people.
Yeah.
And apparently she said something to insult baby Huey's mom. And she came over there and just starts pounding the shit out of that little girl.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's so many things going on. Fat doesn't equal strong.
No.
Right? Fat does equal heavy.
Yeah.
That girl was heavy.
She was bigger. She was twice as big as that girl.
She probably literally weighed two times that little girl.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just leaning that weight on somebody.
Yeah.
Is an ordeal.
Yeah.
Right? So, again, like that little girl, maybe if she had more space and empty field, you know, where she could tire that girl out.
Yeah. She couldn't get any grip on the floor.
She couldn't because her feet were too slippery.
That the girl that worked there looked like she like was glued to the floor. She was like,
well, yeah. I mean, her coefficient of static friction is like really low, right?
Yeah.
Or really high. I don't know what it is. But what I'm saying is, When she moves, even on that slippery floor, she creates heat. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like, she's in, she's planted, she's heavy, first of all.
Yeah.
And she's wearing special grip shoes.
Yeah.
So, oh, she beat that little girl's ass.
She did.
She did. That was a beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful
thing to say. Well, I mean, it was, that little girl got a dose of reality.
You felt, so she had it coming.
She had it coming. You should have seen how long she was just sitting there popping off. And again, she was probably just being an angry fucking either Hispanic or Hispanic looking white chick who was sick and tired of the way people were dealing with her.
Yeah.
And so she just started popping off at a place she felt it was safe to pop off. Because there's no reason for McDonald's employees to come from behind the counter.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, what could she have possibly said?
Yeah.
That Warren's coming from behind the counter. Dude, when she was like throwing her like up against the furniture and shit, like
yeah.
Good Lord, like her back was like thudding into stuff.
Yeah, I know. Her feet were just like flinging her around.
Yeah. But when she hit that the first attack, when she like pushed her on the counter, the high countertop,
yeah.
like her back fucked.
Yeah.
Then the second attack when she swung
you
her onto the table.
Way too much.
I broke it down like a fight. I wish we should watch it and break it down. But here, let's look at this video real quick. We're gonna commentate this video and then we're gonna finish this out. All right, and actually, yeah, we're back. Man, you try to find this video to break it down, and most of the videos we found were people breaking it down. So it's not even like it's not even exciting now.
No.
Like, I lost all my, I don't even want to do that anymore.
No.
Goodness gracious, that sucked.
People are quick.
Yeah, people are, man, waste no time. No time. Good Lord. But anyway. You guys probably, I mean, these people listening are like, we already saw that.
I know. I already
saw
broke
that.
It down.
So, whatever. Which one of those girls would you, how would you fight that big girl? You'd have to fight that big girl. I'll fight that little girl.
I got to go after the legs of the big girl. I got to go pretty straight jiu-jitsu on the big girl.
You kind of have to just to take away the slippery floor advantage.
Yeah.
You don't want to be trying to like get your footing and let this girl hammer fist you.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get hammer fist. I want to take her back. I want to climb around her and take her back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That woman looked like a loaf of meat. You know, like the way she was built. All right, are you ready to end there?
Yeah.
Let's just end there. Yeah. She got you.